Welcome to another episode of We're Disappointed, the show where two average folk talk about things in media, in society, in life that tend to be disappointing. Just a few things here before we start. First, welcome if you're new here. If you're not, welcome back. I want to address the fact that it's summer, so it's going to be hot. Like this week that we're filming, or I'm sorry, that we're recording, it's 90 degrees. So you may hear some fan noise and other ambient sounds, drinking water, ice clinking. Like, we have to stay hydrated. Like, we're not in studios. We're recording out of our bedrooms and offices. So you cut us some slack when you can. And also, I mean, if you want to donate and help us get a deep breather or some better insulation, feel free. No obligation whatsoever. The next thing is, today we have a guest. She's a streamer on Twitch. And let's just get right into it. All right, so why don't we start with you telling us a little bit about yourself?
All right, so my name is Amaya, and I'm a Twitch streamer, a variety streamer. I do art and video games, and mostly art and video games. Oh, I do crafting as well.
Ooh.
I do some crochet, and hopefully in the future, maybe we'll get into some sewing. I'm really hoping to get a sewing machine soon, so... Speaking, manifesting that. But yeah, so that's me.
So you're just Twitch for now?
Yep, just Twitch for now. You know, and maybe once I start doing sewing, maybe those things will end up on a YouTube somewhere. Oh, the big goal someday that I always put in the back of my mind is there will be a cooking YouTube someday. I just need a kitchen and a good setup.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, the camera setup for cooking is usually, like, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, at least two, sometimes three.
And a monitor, and you're going to be like, okay, this angle looks good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's not easy. I've made, like, a video, but it's not in the way that I want to get, so that's staying hidden.
Mm.
But, yeah.
All right, so how long have you been streaming on Twitch?
Wow, I think about 4 years now.
Is that
about 4 years?
Is that consistently, or is that off and on, or?
For a while, it was like it almost felt like seasonal, like in the way of like how my jobs worked. Because of course, I'm not like some big streamer, so I can't do, you know, like 24/7 all the time. So it was like during the two seasons that I worked, it was like after the job or before the jobs. And then one job in particular just takes a lot out of me, and usually I can't find any time to stream except very sporadically with that. But hoping to get a more consistent schedule soon. It's just hard when you have to work like full time.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. So what made you get into streaming?
Well... I tried YouTube for a while. So on my dad YouTube, there's like Sims content and stuff like that. So, but that just felt very lonely. And I wanted like the community, you know, like I was around and watching people on YouTube for a while, and I was like, let me try. And then like to no avail. And then one of my friends actually, went and like did a stream on Twitch, and I was like, what is Twitch? Like, I'm so confused, like, what is this? And then they're like, oh, it's a live stream. And I watched him play, I think it was either Diablo or WoW, one of those, it was so long ago. And I was like, oh, I can talk in the chat like real time and you can read it, that's so cool. And then one of my favorite YouTubers at the time did a lot of 7 Days to Die stuff, Games for Kicks. He actually was like, I'm going to stream on Twitch. And I was like, oh, I know what that is. Like, so excited. This was like probably about 5 or 6 years ago, maybe. I'm not sure. So he did his first Twitch stream. And I was like, I am off work right now. I have to go see this. Like, this is so cool. And literally, I was just in there every stream that he had. And I was making friends with these people. I was like, this is so much fun. Like, like talking to these people, meeting new people, finding out what we have in common. And the first time he ever read my comment, I was like, oh my God. like hardcore fangirling. I was like, oh my God. And like, I looked over at Carm and I was like, he read my comment, and I was like way too excited about it, but you know, whatever. And so I was like, you know what, and I had like gotten, like, of course with raids and things like that, gotten to meet like other streamers, and I was just really, I went from this life of like get up, go to work, come home, scroll through Facebook, eat some food, go to sleep, get up, go to work, do it all again. And I was like, this sucks. I don't really have many, like, friends left over from high school. I do still live in my hometown, but you grow up and you go away and you go to work and, you mm-hmm. know, you don't make friends. It's hard to explain, but, so I was like having fun with these people online and making like genuine friendships. And so I was like, I want to try it. And so I was like looking up stuff, and I was like, I already had OBS for YouTube stuff, and I was like, I'm gonna do it. So my first stream was a flop. I didn't understand like bit rates or anything like that, and I was gonna play on emulator Harvest Moon Back to Nature. It's like one of my favorite Harvest Moon games, and I tried playing for about an hour and it was a total fail. And then I had asked for help from some other small streamer friends, and they like came in and helped me set it up. And then my first real stream was a 7 Days to Die stream. And I was like, okay, this is fun. People are here. And funnily enough, it was like a dream come true. Like a week into doing that, Games for Kicks raided me, and I was like, dying, but only on the inside. I looked at the clips later and I was like so ashamed of myself. I was like, you didn't act like you felt at all. Like, I was just like, oh wow, thanks. Like, I froze up a little bit and I was like, oh man, that probably didn't come across the way I wanted. But, and then from there, it's just been about finding those friends and finding that community. And it's not a big community now, but I love them regardless. Like, my community just gives me so much joy. Like, any, even though right now my streaming is like sporadic, they come out, they show out, and they're like, oh my God, you're here. And they all get together and they start talking. I'm just like, I love this a lot. It's not easy, but I love it.
Yeah, I can attest to some of that. Like, I know Amaya because I came across her stream, like, what was it, like 3 years ago now? I can't remember.
Yeah.
I remember it was a Halloween stream, and you were doing makeup.
Oh, yeah. And those are always fun.
And I thought it was neat. And, and the Discord is a real sense of community. Like, everybody talks to everybody for the most part. It's a fun place.
I'm glad you have fun. See, like, hearing stuff like that, I'm like, that makes me so happy. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, I can't even imagine living the life that I lived before of, like, just go to work and then come home and sit on Facebook for a little bit and then, I don't know, go to sleep, maybe watch something on Netflix. Like, no, you can't. I'm like, what are people doing? Oh, you're making this thing? Like, tell me about it. Oh, you had this delicious food. I want to see it. Oh, you have pets? Show me. Like, it's beautiful. I love it. I love the internet for that reason.
Listening to your story, it reminded me of my streaming foray. Like, I'm considering getting back into it myself. But, like, I would just do just chatting because it's just trying to find a game to play all the time is intense. Yeah. And then it's like you find something as like you could be into it, and then like no one cares about it. Like, I was streaming this game. Shit, what is the name of it? I forgot the name. Hardspace. There you go. Hardspace. And I know it's very boring to watch because you're essentially just someone in space, and you're salvaging ships. You're breaking ships apart.
I can attest.
I know it's boring as hell, but it's like, it's very fun for me to play.
Yeah, it was boring as hell to watch, but it was fun hanging out with you and chatting.
Yeah, see, like, that's supposed to be the goal. Like, to sit there and chat.
I wasn't even looking at you doing it, because I was just like, I can't, because it's like, it's killing me. Like, I'll just sit here and I'll listen.
The truth comes out. Truth comes out. But hey, I appreciate you not saying it.
Like, it's just, I can't watch it. It's just, it goes on forever.
Yeah. Like, see, and I feel the same way about, like, I love World of Warcraft, but I will never stream it because I've tried to watch so many other people stream it, and I'm just like, I don't want to watch this. I want to play this. Like, it's hard. It's hard.
That's how I feel about a lot of game streaming. Like, I do prefer to play it rather than watch. It's always more fun when there's, like, a lot of, like, running commentary, though. Like, there are, like, some streamers that I've watched where it's just silent. And they're just, like, kind of, like, bumbling around. And it just feels awkward.
Yeah, like, the whole point, like, unless you're amazing at the game, you have to talk. You have to talk.
Exactly. Exactly. What? Like, to be popular on Twitch or within gaming itself, you either have to be, like, god-tier skill, like, no one can beat you, or you have to be, like, really, really funny, or, like, you know, just really engaging. And sometimes it's hard when you're playing a game that is super, like, needs your focus. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, we all love Overwatch. Hate it, too, but we love it. We like it enough to still play it.
Yeah. We love to suffer.
Yes, there you go.
Feels great, right? Masochists we are. So, like, I've streamed Overwatch and I've had people in my chat for Overwatch, but it does take up my focus. So I cannot focus on chat as much as I would like to. Mm-hmm. So I've decided that because I'm not, like, God tier mercy, I'm just not going to stream it. Like, it's fine. Like, there's no, like, I'm not good enough at the game to, like, give tips or, like, I don't even play ranked. I don't play comp. Like, so, for the most part, I think the only fun streamy-like thing is, like, when we get together and play, like, McCree Paintball or something. Mm. You know, like, silly little workshop modes. But I'm like, it's not really worth the effort of putting that in if people don't want to see it.
Mm-hmm. It's like, just to interject real quick, like, with my Overwatch streaming, it was just like, I know I wasn't good enough. Like, I'm way better now, just as I stopped trying to stream. But I was like, I would try to just be funny. Like, I honestly, like, half of it was funny, half of it was just like, just turning the filter off, which to me is funny. It was just like my rage for, like, nothing. Like, that's fun to me. That's, like, watching it back to me, it's like, that's funny.
Yeah. So, like, that's the hard part for me, right? Is that, like, all right, high key, I'm going to therapy. Everybody knows it. I'm a very, like, my feelings were never allowed to be, like, shown growing up. Mm-hmm. Like, it was like, you don't show anything. So, going back to, like, Kix rating me, like, it was, like, underwhelming to watch, and I was so disappointed, but that's just a thing that I'm trying to get over, is like trying to show my emotions more. So, like, I can get mad in a game, but I will be silent, or I can you know, think that something is so sweet and, like, close to my heart and makes me feel weepy on the inside, but, like, no one will ever see it, and I don't like that. So it's like, I think that another part of, like, any action game like that is, like, that little teeny bit of what we call, like, toxicity of just being like, you're trash, like, just being angry. But I'm like, again, like, I just have a hard time doing it. So a lot of people are like, oh, you're so chill. And I'm like, I have so many emotions. This is a mask. This is a mask of chill. Like, so, I mean, it's usually easier, like, talking or whatever, but yeah, there are times where I'm just, like, pure fuming at somebody on, like, my team. And I'm like, you know, I've been thinking, like, maybe I do try, and then maybe I do, like, just try to turn off the filter as much as I can and be like, no, you're garbage. Stop it. Stop it. Like, I've had some really infuriating games that would be probably funny to other people, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, the one time, I don't know who I was playing with. Could have been you guys. Could have been Chuck. No, it was Chuck. It was definitely Chuck. I was like, because I know you guys would have flamed the shit out of them in the chat, but I was playing Mercy, and this Pharaoh wanted a pocket, and I was like, okay, like, I'll try, but I'm not going to pocket you the whole game. Like, if our other healer's not keeping our tanks up, like, I need to help them, whatever. And they got so mad at me that they, like, and I was talking shit to them in chat, that they went May, and the rest of the entire match tried to lock me in the fucking
are you the spawn. Serious?
That's a bitch move.
Oh, yes. My god,
get uninstalled, get, like, out the game.
I was like no, and they're like, why are you fighting with him, you're making it worse. And I'm like, why aren't you saying anything? Like, why is this my fault?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that kind of leads to, like, you know, being a woman in gaming is very hard, because it's like, I was like, I am literally just trying to do our best so that we can win. It's a game. It's not that serious. Like, why are you acting like an actual child right now? I'm like, maybe you are. Maybe you're, yeah, like 10. I don't know. I don't know, man.
That's always but the yeah. benefit of the doubt I give them. I'm like, okay, so maybe right. you are like an actual literal child, either physically or mentally, like, whatever
yeah.
it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was just like, all right, next game. But, like, I wasn't streaming, so I would have been toxic as fuck, maybe, had I been streaming and had people been like, give them what for, like, you know, mm-hmm. tell them how you feel. And I'm like, you're, and I was like, wait, I don't want to say too much because then I might get, like, banned or whatever. I don't know. I've never had anyone report me, I don't think, so I don't know how it works. But I was like, all right, don't be too awful.
You just got to hit them with my default and just tell them, I'm sorry you have no friends and no one loves you.
Right.
Because that is the behavior of someone without friends and without right. love in their life.
You're like,
oh. I love it, yeah, because no one ever says anything back.
Because they know it's right? the truth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no. And then I get, if I'm only typing in chat and they don't know, well, this was before, so they would always know that I was a woman. I did change my name, by the way, because there was too much going on with, like, just A, because it was Amaya Lovely. That's a very feminine name. And them just either instantly being thirsty or instantly being trash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, I'm getting to the point with myself where I don't really care if people are thirsty. Like, it's whatever, it happens. But it was this person, and they said, hey, my friend wants to know how much he can buy you for. And I was like, that's creepy, and that's fucked up, and that's not even remotely funny, like, you know, like, because that actually happens to women around the world.
Mm.
I was like, that's not funny, that's unsettling as fuck. But I tried to, like, you know, be decent. And then, like, after that, like, he spent one whole match, like, throwing as hog, just following me around trying to wave at me.
Oh my
and I
God.
Was like, you're so weird, like, I feel so bad for that's your pathetic. team. And I was like, I'm sorry, other team.
Yeah.
Your person is weird. And then he was on our team, and I was like, oh, no. I was like, he didn't say anything in voice chat. He just kept typing in the regular chat. And I had actually turned it off, like, fully just turned all of it off, like, muted, got out of the typing chat, and I was like, all right, whatever. And then towards the end of that, we went to a third match where he was on the other team and he played seriously or whatever. And then he was like, I was like, later, Karma was like, you should have told him, like, buy me anything you want. Not buy me, but buy me anything you want. Go for it. And I was like, you're so quick. Like, I don't think of shit like that.
Yeah, I hate that.
And so after that, I was like, yeah, changing my name to something like Turtle, because I like all the turtle names. And I was like, all right, Juicy Turtle it is. It was either Juicy Turtle or Chaos Turtle. And I'm not chaotic enough, only on the inside. So I was like, yeah, we'll go for that. And then my one friend was like, Juicy, you think that's better? I was like, they don't. I was like, dudes have names like that all the time. All the time. Yeah. Juicy something. Okay. I'm like, and guess what? I've gotten a lot less harassment since. So much less. It's gone down a great number.
It just sucks if you got to do that.
Yep. We're still, it's 2021 and we're still there with gaming and what people perceive to be as like men or boy spaces. Even if
half women, the players, a girl or woman, are female.
I know. Mm-hmm. And you wouldn't know because they have names like we do.
Yeah.
We're just like, I don't know. Could be. And then it's just, I watch a lot of TikTok and like sometimes gaming content will come up and like I will see like women playing fucking Call of Duty, bro. If you think Overwatch is toxic with women, I will never play like Call of Duty with randoms. They are, they're like, oh, look, it's a sandwich maker. Oh, look, it's a dishwasher. Like literally like the actual definition of like objectifying women, like you're literally an object. And they're like, oh, make me a sandwich. And there's this one, I forgot her name, I'm so terrible, I feel so bad. Starts with an S. Anyway, she says she's like, oh yeah, I'll make you a sandwich. And she's like, here's your PB&L. Like after she beats the shit out of them in the game. I'm like, they're so good. And then she's like, oh, 1v1 me. And, like, she's really good at the game. But I was like, I can't do that. I can't 1v1 a dude to win. My aim is shit. So I can't win. But it's fun to see someone else win, right?
Yeah.
So, and that's the kind of, like, people would call it toxicity. But I would just say it's just getting even. Or responding to toxicity. But that's the kind of stuff that, like, is entertaining to watch. And I'm like, maybe Overwatch just isn't it for me until I can learn how to be toxic. Gotta read up on like a gaming toxicity book. How to talk shit.
Just say whatever comes to your head.
Yeah.
Like it takes a practice. Nice
person.
Like I feel like I had a similar situation where not like expressing how you feel was not really valued. But streaming and just searching for content, like, it taught me how to do that. Like, just the rolling commentary, like, constantly talking, saying whatever comes to the top of your head kind of thing. Yeah. Like, that helped me out with that.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think it was a lot harder for me to try to talk to myself when I was making Sims videos. I can't even watch them. They're still there. I'm not going to delete them. But I can definitely tell the difference between, like, looking at myself talking on some of my VODs doing makeup when no one's really around yet versus my Sims content where I was like, okay guys, today we're gonna build a house and this is what I thought when it, and I was like, oh no. I was like I don't know, I'm gonna say like 22 23. I was like, that was rough. It's like one of those things where you look back at your old art and you're just like, burn it, it's fine, just burn it. And they're like, no, you have to keep it so that you can see how far you've come, blah blah blah. But
I mean, it definitely seems like a talent. Like I really don't know, like I know that I don't have that talent. Like I can't keep up a running commentary, like just like head's empty, like nothing's going on. Aww. Up here.
Not a thought behind those eyes. It happens.
It takes practice sometimes.
Yeah. Like, I get what I call streamer brain, where in I'll just be talking, and then people, like, they'll make a comment about something I just said, and I'm like, what are you talking about? And they're like, Amaya, you just said this. And I'm like, did I?
Like, nah, it's gone. That was like 10 years ago. Yeah. Let's keep going.
Yeah. It happened a whole 10 seconds ago, but I'm like, oh, weird. Anyway, so how are you doing today? Like, and it's just, it's gone. It's out. It's gone. It went out my mouth and out of the universe. Like,
mm-mm. It's in the past. So, we don't talk about that no more.
Right. Oh, what was it? Oh, I remember specifically. We were talking about sandwiches and how there's like one sandwich that I wanted to learn how to make and I've never had, called a po' boy. Mm-hmm. And that's like a southern thing. And I was like, yeah, no, I was looking and I was like, we made like Monte Cristos and all these other things in culinary school. Yes, I went to culinary school, aka wanting, you know, to make the YouTube, but I was like, yeah, maybe I'll make one of those. And then they were like trying to spell po' boy like in the chat. I went on to the next thing. Fully forgot I even talked about wanting to have one, wanting to learn how to make one. And I was like, what are you guys talking about? Like, I was so actually confused. And I was like, they're like, you said you wanted the sandwich. I was like, oh, po' boy. Got it. My bad, guys. I'm sorry. My bad. I... streamer brain. So yeah, and finding out that at most likely I'm like 98% sure I'm still waiting for a psychiatrist, like, you know, being on a wait list to get diagnosed with ADHD, but it's all there for me and I'm like, oh, it makes sense when somebody tells me things like that versus being like, what's wrong with me? Like, I don't know, you just probably have ADHD. And then they're like, you know, and I think that it's not really so much a problem, like, calling something ADHD, like, a disorder. I'm like, I don't think it's a problem. But I did find out that women are much more under...
diagnosed, yeah.
Diagnosed than men, because we don't throw it out there as in, like, bouncing off the walls.
Yeah, it's a different... Mm-hmm. It's different, and they... consider it a boy's condition anyway. It's like, oh no, girls aren't gonna have that.
It's fucking insane how that like, the older I get, the more I learn about that shit. I'm just like, can we stop being sexist about stuff like that? Like, because you're making life difficult for a lot of people. And also men. It makes life difficult for men too, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, all right, can we, like, do what we're supposed to do now that we know these things? Like, I don't know how hard it is to unlearn, you know, these, like, sexist biases, but, like, I was like, I had it all as a kid. If they would have known the intro, whatever, where it's, like, more internal, of, like, daydreaming and being very chatty and talkative... that was me as a child. Mm. Like, I would get very distracted during school. I would get yelled at for talking to the other kids all the time. Or I would get yelled at for just literally just staring at, like, a room and just, like, a part in the room and just not being present. I'm like, all right, makes sense to me now, but nobody thought to say anything when I was a kid.
Yeah, I mean... U.S. education system, every part of it is fucked up and terrible. So there's a lot of stuff like that. Like, students getting penalized and called out for shit that was not their fault.
It was, like, for me, a lot more. There were, like, two teachers that fucking hated me. Like, because the one was, like, second grade. She would make it a point to, like, ask me what is wrong with you? Like, don't say that to a kid.
Yeah, it's fucking rude.
What, like, don't be in education if you can't handle kids.
Thank you. Because there are some teachers that took that with me and were like, okay, like, how can we redirect your attention back to this? Like, actually asking the questions, like, what's going on? But they always assume it's something at home, and it kind of was, but, like, not really. It's, like, if it wasn't interesting to me, just, like, now, if it's not interesting to me, it does not hold my attention for very long. Mm-hmm. Like, people will be like, oh, hey, you have to do this math. And I'm like, no. Like, well, you have to have to know. Like, I do know. I just don't want to do it. Thanks. Next.
What'd you say, John?
Next question.
Well, it's just like that whole engagement aspect is so critical in education. Sorry, this is like my field.
But do like, it, do it.
Like, it's just so critical in education, and I just feel that so often with kids, like, we just expect them to sit down and learn this thing, like, because I said so. And it's like, we don't expect the same thing out of adults. Like, for adults, like, it's like, well, why am I doing this? What is the benefit to me? Like, you have to express those things. But for kids, we just expect them to sit there and be like these little empty vessels that we pour information into. And it's like, it doesn't work that way. Kids deserve that same kind of respect. Like, you have to help the kid understand, like, why this is interesting, why it matters to them. And if you can't express why it matters to them, then that's a problem. And you need to reflect on your practice and the information you're trying to share.
Fully, fully. I appreciate you for saying that, because growing up, I did not feel that. Like, for the most part, it was like, just hush, do what I say, and a lot. I think now we're getting to the age. I myself don't have kids yet. I plan on having them, but I'm like reparenting myself. Like, I'm trying to reparent myself and let myself know that certain things are okay. Like, we often look at children and we forget that they are their own being, because we have that idea of like, you're this empty vessel. It's like, no, that's a human being. They have feelings and emotions, and they think differently than you probably. People are like, oh, I remember being a kid. And I'm like, okay, so do I. Want to know what I remember about being a kid? No one would listen to me. Ever. I would like try to, like, that's an excuse. And then it got to a point where I'm like, I'm just not going to say anything ever. Well, what's wrong? I don't know, and I don't even know how to express how I feel. And again, that probably goes back to not being as expressive as I want. It was like, just fully can't. And that's hard, because I feel like within content creation, people expect women to act a certain way.
Like, yeah. I mean, not just content creation, just being seen, period. Yeah, that you have to look a certain way. You got to have your tits out. Like, I mean, if that's your deal, if that's what you want to do, fine. But, like, they expect it across. Yeah, but they expect it across the board of every female person they come across.
I've always been a bigger child, and growing into womanhood, I was more developed than other people, so I've been sexualized most of my life, and it sucks. So I've always covered myself, like, fully. Like, the attention made me uncomfortable, as it should have as a child. I just was not comfortable in my body. But now that I'm an adult, I'm like learning to love myself without thinking that I have to lose weight. Because on top of being a woman, being a plus size woman is really fucking hard. I can wear shorts and a tank top, and someone's like, wow, that's, you're showing a lot of skin there. And I'm like, it's because I just have a lot of skin. I'm just big. Like, and then somebody who is skinny can wear the same thing, and they're like, oh, you look cute. And I'm like, and that's not to say I fully support women being able to do whatever the fuck they want, whenever the fuck they want, right? Like, you want to wear what you want to wear, but I'm struggling with myself in, like, showing more skin, or, like, you know, being sexy, I guess. Like, I want that for myself, you know? And I'm actually, like, in the process of trying to shift my content to a little bit more mature things. Soon we're gonna go to an 18 plus only community, and that's because I don't like having conversations that are adult
with children,
with children, right? Around. Yeah, it makes me uncomfortable. I don't like it. So sadly, some of our younger people are gonna have to skedaddle doesn't mean I love them any less, mm-hmm. but I'm gonna have to go. I'm sorry. I mm-hmm. want to foster a place that makes me feel comfortable. And if that means that we're talking about, you know, sex work, then we're talking about sex work. Like, it's a thing. Or if we're talking about, you know, the type of art I want to do. If I want to draw boobs, I'm going to draw boobs. If I want to draw naked bodies, I'm going to draw naked bodies. So, like, and it's hard because, because as a plus size woman, like, a lot of people have already sexualized me just for having larger breasts or things like that. And I'm like, you know, getting to the point where, like, I don't care if people view me and are like, wow, she's gorgeous, she's really hot, whatever, that's cool, just don't say inappropriate shit to me. Like, you mm-hmm. can have that thought, I don't care.
Yeah, you don't have to share it.
You don't need to be like, wow, you look scrumptious today. Like, it's different when it comes from a woman, and maybe that's sexist, I don't know. But, like if Purple were to come and be like, damn, girl, you look delicious today, I'd be like, well, Purps, thanks, you're, like, great. But, you know, she's my friend.
Yeah.
And that's our boundary, you know. But if you're just a dude that just pops by and you're just like, whew, delicious, I'd be like, uh-uh, no, mm-hmm. rethink that. Try again. Oh, you look beautiful today. Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. Like, but, you know, and there was some, I wrote notes. There was actually this woman on TikTok, her name is Bree Solo, and she actually talked about, they were talking about, like, the beloved bastard character, right? Like, let's say, like, your Flynn Riders from Tangled, where they're like, you're such a bastard, but you're funny, you're sweet, you do fucked up things, but, you know, your humor is a little bit more crude. But you're funny, and everyone loves those kind of characters, but you never see women in that character. Like, women being humorous in, like, the media is, they're either a bitch,
mm-hmm.
like, fully a bitch, or they're stupid. Like, mm-hmm. they're like, I don't know what's going on, that's why I'm funny, or like...
Like a bimbo character.
And I love my bimbo characters, and I love my himbo characters, and they're great, and I love them, but why can't we see, like, sexy, intelligent, funny women? Because they exist. They exist. Mm-hmm. Like, people tell me I'm funny all the time. I'm like, I know, I'm hilarious, thanks. I don't mean to be. I'm just, you know, I'm a smart ass sometimes, so. And it's never, I would never describe it as, like, being bitchy, because I'm not doing it to anyone, like, you know, that I'm interacting with.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually about something. So, yeah, like, mm-hmm. maybe, if that, whatever subject had feelings, it would be bitchy to them. But, you know, or it's about myself, like, self-deprecating humor. Like, but basically she was talking about her personal experience when it goes to, like on Bumble and stuff like that. And, like, the second she makes a joke, like, she gets ghosted because dudes, like, either A, don't get it, or B, they think she's being bitchy. And she's like, I'm not being bitchy, you just don't get my joke. Like, I don't, like, I'm not... I'm tired of that, like, rhetoric of, like, you can only be funny or sexy. Like, you can be both.
I feel that's the rhetoric of stupid people who are, like, intimidated.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they can't handle it. And it's like, oh, you're, mm-hmm. I don't get this. You're not making my pee-pee hard. You're a bitch.
Exactly. Exactly. And a thing that we actually talked about on stream that I was tired of is, big women can only get famous if they're funny. Like, yeah. Big actresses.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You have your, like, Rebel Melissa Wilsons. McCartney. And, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you can only, like, and then to get sexy, they lose weight. And I'm like, that's not, they were super fucking beautiful and hot before then.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, that's exhausting. Like, it's so hard to see content about women where, like, only part of it is relatable, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, we're all complex humans, whether you're, like, a man or a woman, femme presenting, mass presenting, like, it's all a spectrum, basically, in my mind, in my personal opinion. So it's, like, one aspect of a characteristic of a person doesn't belong to any, like, gender, you know? Like, mm-hmm. Me and Karm actually played the It Takes Two game.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a really... We haven't finished it. I'm trying to finish it this week. But it's a good game. I do not like how the woman is written, though. Like, it's exhausting. She is written as a bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a heartless... smart. She's an engineer, so she's smart, so she's a bitch. And I was like, why is that their disconnect? Because it and she and I hate her. Like, I hate her so much because I'm like, you make it so that she's in love with her job, spoilers for anyone who hasn't played it, she's too involved with her job to be involved with her kid, and the dad's the lovable bastard, the lovable funny guy. Like, who just kind of loses... He's a stay-at-home dad. So, of course, we know he's busy. So we talk about, like, stay-at-home dads and how they're super praised. But stay-at-home moms were like, well, why didn't you clean the house?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's expected. And men are not expected to stay at home. That's a woman's job.
I'm like, I would... Like, personally, dream for me, I would love to be, like, a stay-at-home mom housewife. I like cooking. I don't mind cleaning. I don't love it, but I'll clean. And I personally, when we have kids, I would like to homeschool my kids because, as we've talked about, the education system is just not up to par. So that's what I would like to do. But, you know, if someone wants to go work and all that, I feel like you can't be a woman at all exist without being judged.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether you work, whether you stay at home, whether you have kids, whether you don't have kids. I'm like, anytime I say I want kids to, like, an older woman or whatever, or someone who has kids, I'm like, oh, I want kids. They're like, don't do it. And I don't know if they're being super serious.
Yes. That's the opposite of what I hear.
Right? That's what I'm saying.
I fucking don't want kids. And like, are you sure? And like, exactly. Yes. Yes, I'm sure. No, thank you.
Exactly. Like, you can't do anything right without someone, like, coming at you sideways. I'm like, so I've always heard, like, don't do it. Wait. I'm like, I'm fucking 30. How much longer am I going to wait? Like, I want kids. That's what I want. And it's because of Karm, because I love him and I want to have children with him. And that's great. And then I fully support people like you who don't want kids. You don't want kids? Don't have them. Mm-hmm. Like, I am glad that, you know, you're able to make that decision, hopefully. Like,
mm-hmm.
And then people will be like, are you sure? You should think about it more. I'm like, she fucking said no. Mm-hmm. She said no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, it's crazy to me. And I've had friends who are like, yeah, no, I said I don't want kids. And people are like, you'll change your mind. Kids are the only thing that give life joy. No, the fuck they're not.
Yeah, really?
No, they're not.
So at least you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
Exactly. And then even within motherhood itself, right? Like, I've seen, like, the mommy wars on the internet where they're like, oh, you breastfeed your kids? Like, they're going to be too attached to you. Oh, you bottle feed your kids? They're not going to be close to you at all. Like, you're not giving them what they need. Oh, you decided to go back to work immediately? Wow, you must not care about your kid. Oh, you don't want to go back to work? You're lazy. Like, can women just exist, please?
Never. Without
y'all saying any fucking anything.
Never.
Mind your business. Never. Exactly. Never. So it's kind of exhausting, TBH.
Yeah.
Just to exist. And I actually had a conversation with Maura last weekend that we had never had. I'm a plus size lady, as I've said, and Maura is a skinny lady. She's worked very hard all her life to gain weight. And that's for her personal reasons. And she's been on the end of the spectrum where she would go clothes shopping and the clothes don't fit because they're too big. and people telling her mean shit, like, you should eat more, and I don't agree with body shaming in any sense. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think that's anyone's business. Don't do that shit.
Mm-hmm.
But she's been, like, bullied in that sense of, like, oh, you should eat a sandwich. Like, all right, that's fucked up. Don't say that. But we finally had this discussion about how, like, yeah, that's not right. But, like, the discourse right now in the spaces that I'm in is, like, the body positivity movement being hijacked by skinny people. Basically saying, like using sounds and things like that on TikTok and stuff that's meant for bigger women to showcase and you know, get the attention, and then they take it over and they get all the you know, the positive attention, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Or just fat shaming women on the sounds that were, like, meant for them. Like, you know, the songs that are about them.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, okay, well, like, why is that, like, why is that an issue to you? And I was like, well, not, and she was just asking, like, directly, not, like, being like, well, why is that a problem? She was like, well, explain that to me. And I was like, well, systemically, fat women, and I choose to call myself fat. That's my choice.
I mean, it's not a negative term. It just is.
Yeah, to some bigger women, though, they're not ready to take that step and take that word back for themselves.
Mm.
And I won't force them to, you know. So they still see it as a bad thing. But I'm like, it's really just a thing. Like, fat is a thing. It's a habit. It's on my body, you know. So I decided to take that back for myself. So the next time someone comes into my stream and goes, you're fat, I'm like, you can see. Yeah, I'm so happy for you. like it doesn't affect me, because it used to, but now it doesn't. But I was like, systemically, fat women are oppressed systemically. Like, I go to a doctor complaining about something in my head, like, literal pain in my cranium, and they're like, you'd be fine if you lost weight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no. Like, I could be having a brain aneurysm right now, and it has nothing to do with fat on my body. Nothing. And she was like, really? And I'm like, yeah, it happens all the time. There are fat women who are denied jobs for being fat.
Mm-hmm.
There are fat women who can't get the proper health care or mental health care because losing weight would solve all their problems, quote unquote. I was like, on top of the incessant bullying we get on the internet, I was like, as much as there are people who are nice to me or thirsty for me in my whispers, you're like, you're so hot. Thanks, but add to the conversation in chat, please.
Right, like a secret. No one can know.
It's always. And the thing is, I see it because they pop up in my chat for me. I'm like, bro, just go. I'm not desperate. Thank you. Like, I'm not. And so I was like, you probably get similar DMs and stuff, but you never get people coming out in the open to be like, you're gross. You're fat. You should unalive yourself. How's about we don't say those things to fat women? You know, like that, like a woman wearing a bikini on TikTok doing a dance will get reported, will get like verbally abused. Well, you know, verbally as in the sense of comments, hate comments all over their shit. Just being like, this is disgusting. Take this down. You should try to eat this way. You need to go work out, blah, blah, blah. Just for existing. Whereas like a skinny woman doing that is going to be like, yes, girl, nice moves. You dance so well. We really mm-hmm. love this. That outfit is fire. Like, all this shit. And it's like, or the trend where, like, skinny girls were, like, bending over so that their skin folded and being like, I feel fat.
I don't think I saw that.
Right? I think it was only a few girls. Like, it got shot down real quick. It was like, I'm fat, but I'm not, but I am, but I'm not. Like, they were, like, bending over and then, like sitting up straight so that their skin was straight. And then bending mm-hmm. so that they had, like, skin. Like, literally a small roll of skin over, like, a pair of jeans. And they're, like, they're, like, I'm fat, but I'm not, but I am, but I'm not. Like, and we were, like, that's not funny. That's not funny. It's not cute. And everyone in their comments is like, oh, girl, you're not fat. You're beautiful. Bitch. Like, that's exhausting. She was like, I had no idea. I'm like, of course not. Like, I don't expect you to know because you're not in fat spaces. I am. I follow fat content creators because I relate to them. You know, I also follow, like, dietitians and things like that because I am struggling with, like, learning how to eat better. And not everyone knows this, but, like, I've struggled with, like, eating anything will make me sick sometimes. Like, anything. Could be a salad. Could be steak. Could be french fries. It will make me sick. So I struggle with eating. I eat maybe once a day. People look at me and automatically assume that I'm fat because I eat too much and I only eat garbage. And I'm like, but you don't know that. You don't know that I eat one real meal a day. And it's got all three. It's got my proteins, my veggies, and my starches, my carbs. I was like, my metabolism is just slow as fuck because I can't bring myself to eat a lot because I don't have an appetite. And they're like, oh. Because people are like, oh, if you would eat this. And I'm like, I do eat vegetables. They're like, if you, and I'm like, why are you so concerned about my weight?
Yeah,
what is it doing to you?
Mm-hmm.
What is it doing to you? Nothing. It's doing nothing to you. And like, it was hard enough for me to unlearn fat phobia being a fat woman. On top of like having to try to tell other people why they shouldn't say things like, oh, I feel so fat today. Like, that was hard for me. I was like, please stop saying that. And they're like, why? And I'm like, because A, you're not. You don't actually have any fat. And B, if you think you look disgusting and horrible with a little bit of skin, what do you think about me?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's not about you. It's not about you. It is. It is, because I actually am a fat woman. And you're telling me that you're afraid to look like me. You're so afraid to look like me that you'll have a surgery. An invasive surgery. Like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it may not be that you think I look disgusting, but you think fat is disgusting. That's all that equals. You know? And it's like, you can't get away from it. Thankfully, as I said, I've surrounded myself with other plus-size content creators and other plus-size women. And I don't feel like, I feel like it's okay to be who I am now. And I'm working on it. And I'm, like, buying clothes that fit my body now. I used to think that I had to lose weight to buy nice clothes.
Mm-hmm.
Same. Like, oh, yeah, right? Like, I have to meet this goal and lose weight, and then I'll spend a bunch of money. But for now, I look like shit in these old clothes that I don't like anymore. And I'm just going to keep wearing them because, what, I'm punishing myself?
No. I used to think that because I was told that.
Right?
It was like, I remember I was like in, I want to say 7th grade. And I met, just like by chance, some girl. I was like in my kindergarten class. Like, she and her mom were out shopping. Me and my mom were out shopping. And we talked and chatted for a little bit, and then they left. And my mom was like, well, I would let you dress like that if you lost some weight. And it's like, I never said anything about how the girl was dressed. I never expressed any kind of opinion on it at all.
Mm-hmm.
And just like, she just came on her face at me like that. It's like, okay.
Like, I love my aunt. We didn't always get along when I was growing up. We had a very toxic relationship. My father had some disease. He was really young when I passed away. But essentially what I know about it is that it caused fluid to build up in his body. So he was like 425 pounds when he passed away. And a lot of people are so worried about me and my heart, like in my family personally, that's why they're fatphobic, like with me, right? Like that's quote unquote, like their reasons. Like, I'm really worried about you because of your dad. Well, one, let's talk about the fact that my dad was born with holes in his heart and had open heart surgery and a heart transplant when he was 5.
Keith.
I did not have those things. I grew up a healthy kid. I played sports in high school. Like, I'm a moderately healthy person. So because I have a slow metabolism, like, don't equate those two things. But I guess in their mind, they can't help but do that. But, like, I've heard that from my sister. Like, I'm just really, really worried about, like, your weight because you're a dad. Like, I love you and I don't want you to die, basically. And I'm like, what am I giving you right now to tell you that I'm going to die because I'm fat?
They're just associating bigness and death.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I know that that happened when I was 8 and when you were 17 or whatever. I'm like, but you have to understand that, like, am I in the hospital right now? Like, am I having heart problems? Like, I don't have heart palpitations. I haven't had a heart attack yet. Like, like, I'm not sick. I mean, mentally I got problems, but, like, I'm not sick. I'm not in the hospital. I'm not hurting, like, obviously, other than my back hurting from my boobs, but, you know, the struggle. I'm literally like, all right, how much is it for a breast reduction? That shit's exhausting. But so, yeah, so I'm like, you're pushing this narrative that because my dad was 425 pounds and he died, you're forgetting all of those other things that he had wrong.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That I don't have. I'm like, you don't know how to do math, it seems. Because 2 + 2 don't equal 6, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, you're so concerned, but, like, also, please mind your business.
Right? And, like, my aunt was overweight and stuff. We have that unfortunate thing in our family where, actually, I'm trying not to see it as an unfortunate thing. It's just a thing I don't like about myself. No matter how skinny I get, I will have a double chin. We don't have chins. Like, we don't have, like, regular, like, I don't have a strong jawline.
Mm-hmm.
Little brown jaw. And it's, I'm coming to terms with, it's okay. I can come to terms with the rest of my body. It's okay. It's a part of me. Just get over it. So that was, you know, a thing, you know, with her. And she actually got really sick and, like, had part of her stomach removed. And, you know, she's super skinny now. And the last time I saw her, we talked about fat phobia. We were out at dinner talking about fat phobia. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eat this steak. I like it, you know? And she was like, you know, and she looked me dead in the eye. She's like, because, you know, my dad was her brother. She's like, I just worry about you because you're dad. And I was like, okay, but we don't have the same problems. And I think finally I might have got through to her. Like, that was the hope.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just like, I used to be, like, quiet about it. And in the last year, you know, going through quarantine and shit, I'm like, my body didn't really change in quarantine. And everybody's talking about how, like, oh, I gained so much weight. And I'm so upset about it. And then some people are like, I gained weight. And I'm kind of okay with it. And I'm like, nothing really happened to me. So I'm fine with it. Like, like, nothing happened to me. I didn't lose weight. I didn't gain weight. I just am. And I'm like, you know, so this last year with my job, I spent quite a bit of money on clothes, but I love every piece that I wear. And I feel good in every piece that I wear. And I'm like, you know, I'm beautiful. And I'm like starting to actually feel it. And I'm like, this is a breakthrough. This is great. You do mm-hmm. deserve to buy those clothes. You do deserve to wear whatever you want in the body that you're in now. And that was hard to learn because for so many years I was like, all right, I'm going to get to this goal weight and then I'm going to spend like $2,000 on clothes. Why? Why wait?
Mm-hmm.
Why wait? Just no sense.
Yep.
No sense in it. And it's hard to do, but it's worth it. It's worth, like, loving yourself. Like, I'm happier now that I'm, like, accepting myself and I'm thankful that I got to this point instead of, like, being miserable, forcing myself to lose that weight that I thought I wanted to lose 2 years ago, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, can you imagine how miserable I would be?
Yeah, it's, like, bad enough that you get it from turds outside. It doesn't need to come from your own head, too. Yep.
Exactly. Exactly, I agree.
Well, I'm glad that you have the, introspection? The awareness enough to acknowledge this as a problem and try and tackle it.
And it's you know, and I wouldn't have it without those bigger content creators, those you know, beautiful fat women that I follow that are like, yeah, I'm fat, fuck you.
Like,
and I'm like, yes, I like that energy. I'm gonna try to copy that. I'm gonna try to get that, you know. And women just being like, this is how I am. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And there's the biggest thing of, like, there's actually, like, there was a guy that was like, he was like, okay, so, and he's like having conversations with his inner self. He's like, okay, so let's say that your friend drops something and breaks it. Is that okay? And they're like, yeah. He's like, okay, so let's say that your friend forgets something. Like, is that okay? Yeah. It's like, okay, let's say that your friend is down on themselves. Is that okay? And they're like, no, they can't be down on themselves. Let's go give them attention. He's like, okay, why can't we do this for ourselves? So then fat women were like, does she look good in that bathing suit? Hell yeah, she does. She looks great. You know, like, okay. You okay with someone telling her she can't wear that because she's too big? Hell no, fuck them. Okay, why do you do that to yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Why is it not, like, why is it that I can look at other big women and be like, God, she's so beautiful? I'd be like, wow, I really love that outfit on her. I wish I could pull that off. I can pull it off. Girl, tell me where you got your outfit. I want to know. I want to wear that too. Like, that, and if I didn't surround myself in those spaces and I was still in those skinny people spaces where I don't belong because I'm not, where they're just going to tell me, oh, this is why you feel bad about yourself when and this is how you fix it by losing weight. Like, no. Mm-mm. There's even, like, even within the dietitian and nutritional, like, content creators that I follow, they're constantly calling out fatphobic shit. They're like, no, I'm literally a personal trainer, and I would never sit here and try to fit my people into 1,000-calorie diets. Mm-hmm. Like, that's horrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it doesn't work. And then, like, they're like, tell me how long that works for you before you're just so miserable because you're starving. You're just mm-hmm. starving yourself. And I'm like, yeah. I was never down with those kind of diets where you starve yourself for anything. Like, where you're just like, I'm so hungry right now. I'm tired of eating this piece of lettuce leaf. I'm like, no. Because in culinary school, you go to a dietitian class. And I was like, do you know that carbohydrates are what gives your body, like, energy to move during the day? So when you cut out all of your carbs and you're like, I don't eat carbs. And then you're, like, lethargic and you just feel like shit because you're just so tired. I'm like, that's why. That's because you're just, your body's like, hey, could I please have just a little bit of fuel to make some energy.
Mm-hmm.
Here's some cheese. I can't do it. It's a really cute turbis, and it's a sloth on a branch, and it's got really cute pink flowers and says, nope, not today. See,
I was going to say, you honestly answered most of our questions when I was having to answer ask the questions.
Nice. Well, what were they? Just so I can know.
Platforms of choice. How long? I think I asked you how long you've been doing it and how you got into it. It was mm-hmm. like, what was your first foray like? What are some of the challenges? How do you feel about streaming and whatever other social media you mess with? We have like three more.
Go for it. Let's do it.
I don't like this turned into so much more.
I know. I'm sorry.
It's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Good content.
Like,
see, this is.
I was just going to have it be like an interview with like a streamer, but it turned into all this body positivity stuff. So now I don't know what to call it.
This is what happens. Like, okay, this is my normal type of conversation with Mora or like. Jess, like, daily. Also a beautiful big lady. See, like, I would look at her and I'm like, oh my god, she's so beautiful, she's so gorgeous, and then be like, why am I not pretty? Bitch, you're pretty, shut up.
Mm.
Anybody ever feel like they have like not like split personality, but there's like two of you, like the one that you argue with or am I just need to go see my doctor? Because I'll have days where, like, I look in the mirror and I'm like, well, more now often than not, where I'm like, wow, you look so pretty today. Like, good job. But before it was like, ew, don't look in the mirror. You look gross.
Yeah.
And then I would fight her. I'd be like, who the fuck are you talking about? Not me. Because I'm beautiful, you know? And I'm like, it's just the internal struggle. I guess those probably aren't my voices. Like, that's not actually me. That's what people think. That's other people. That's other people's expectations. I'm going to put it that way.
Yeah.
Not what I think of myself, but what other people think of me. And they can fuck right off.
I read this post one time. It was, someone was saying that, you know, like, the there are two wolves inside of me.
Yeah.
Bullshit. Like, this person said, there are two wolves inside of me, but they've unionized. Unfortunately, it's against me.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'd be like, all right, they gotta go. You're evicted. Get the fuck out. We'll start over. Get me some pups in here. Let's work on them. Oh my god. Thank you.
So one of the questions we have left was, like, it just feels so paltry now after that last segment we just had. But when you have the time to apply yourself to streaming, what is a typical streaming day like?
Well, first, it's really, for a while there, it was getting over the anxiety of hitting the start button. There was, for a long time, a really bad, like, anxiety of, like, okay, is someone going to come in and like, troll me, and my mods aren't going to be around, and, like, I'm going to, like, I was like, now I don't really give a shit. Like, again, like, I don't really give a shit about, like, if someone trolls me or something, so I'll just be like, all right, I'll delete that, it's fine. But before, for a long time, it was this worry about that. So it's like, get up, get over that mini anxiety of, like, oh, no one's gonna show up, or no one's gonna want to talk to me, or it's been so long since I've seen everyone, and they're gonna be like, wow, you're never around, I don't want to hang out with you, like, all those insecurities. Getting over those, try to make sure that everything runs smoothly, because I just have issues with OBS, like, in general. Like, OBS can suck it sometimes. Where, like, I'm like, okay, why isn't this working? And I'm not a tech savvy person. I'm the personality. Like, like, I'm like, I hit the start button. Why isn't it going? Like, literally, we got into this call, and I was like, why aren't you working? And then the more you get into it, the more difficult things become, because in the beginning, you just start with a mic and a monitor and OBS, and that's it. And now I have a Stream Deck, I have a capture card, I have a whole Elgato microphone that comes with its own program. And I'm like, so making sure all your levels are right. And then depending on what we do, like, lately I've been doing a lot more just chatting streams, because I really miss everybody and I want to hear their updates. I'm like, tell me about your life. Like, what's going on? How you doing? Anything big happen? And then if I do have energy for a stream, a game, it's usually something very relaxed or like a puzzle game. I used to do more multiplayer stuff, but when it comes to, like my birthday or, like, a holiday or something like that, we try to do multiplayer, like, Jackbox, things like that. But I find when you play those games, you get a lot more trolls. And sometimes I just don't like dealing with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
I will never let a random in on Jackbox, and I don't know who's naive enough to do that. But if you're thinking about it, don't do it, because they will come in and drop some slurs.
Yep.
Real quick. So, and I think I've maybe done it like once or twice where I didn't really know the person, but they came over from another streamer's stream, and I was like, okay, I trust them. If you fuck this up, I'm gonna tell them, tell on you. Like, don't fuck this up. And I'm not very, what's the word? Filtered anyway. Like, I don't care if you, like, curse. I was like, as long as you're not, like, using slurs or anything, like, super derogatory. Or we're just not talking about, like, the insides of assholes. Like, I don't care. Don't be, like, overly gross for no reason. Then, like, we can play. But I was like, no, that's too stressful. So we're just not gonna do that. We might limit it just to, like, birthdays and holidays or whatever, you know? Special 12-hour party stream celebrations or whatever. So it's usually something chill or, like, something, like, a new game. And I have, along with, as I said, ADHD brain, never finishes a game. So eventually I want to go through and just do, like, full playthroughs of games, just being, like, start to finish. Mm-hmm. But, so play the game, chill. What was the last game I played? Oh, it's called Before We Leave, and I want to get back into it. It's a really cute, like, colony builder game. And it has, like, space whales is all I really know. I got through some of the tutorial, but we had done so much talking the last time that it was just... We did too much talking. and then so the gameplay came and I was like, I'm tired. I'm gonna go. I tend to do longer streams. Mostly because when I do stream, it's not a consistent schedule anymore. Whereas before, when I had a consistent schedule, it was like, well, like 11 to 3. And then we did some, like, 7 to 10, like, split it up. That was fun. Mm-hmm. I miss doing that. If I ever get the chance to become, like, a full-time streamer, I'd probably do daytime and nighttime streams. Just because I have friends, like, all over the world. So I would like mm-hmm. to be able to see yeah. them. But if you stick to just a nighttime stream, then I can't hang out with my friends that are in the UK. And if I do just a daytime stream... some of my friends that are, like, on the West Coast are gonna be like, oh, is that work? Or, like, you started at 9 and that's 6 a.m. for me and I'm not getting up. so, you know, it's like, I'd like to have a happy medium. And that was a good time doing that. So hopefully, maybe I'll get to, you know what, speak into existent, manifest. I'm gonna be a full-time streamer someday. It's gonna happen. And, you know, like, it's all about also making sure that I set little reminders for myself to get up and refresh every once in a while. And for those of you not familiar with what refreshing is, it's getting up, getting new water, going to look mm-hmm. out a window or step outside for a second. Like, just take a break. Take a small break. Like, all right, 3 to 5 minutes. Go get I'm a snacker, personally, when I eat anyway. As I said, we don't do... big meals. So I'll be like, okay, go grab, you know, a cheese stick or some sort of dried meat, something, eat it real quick. And then you're refreshed and then you can go for longer that way. Mm-hmm. And then if I take that break in the middle, sometimes though, Carm will be working and I have to cook dinner. So those come with a little bit more breaks because I'm like, sorry guys, he's got to eat. That man's got to eat. He's working. He's making the money. I need him. So he's got the best hugs in the world. So, but yeah, so taking small breaks, really just hoping that nothing goes wrong. Like, okay. I think last time we had a, it went out on me like twice. So I've been thinking about trying a new, broadcast software, but I didn't think I liked what's the other one? Slobs. I didn't think I liked Slobs very much, but I might try it again. I don't know. It's a struggle with trying to find, like, the right software, or, you know, I think the technical aspect is what keeps me from streaming so consistently. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, if everything worked great and perfectly every single time, I'd probably stream more consistently. On top of big life things happening that I'm not going to talk about. You know, changes in life happening are probably keeping me from it now. But literally today I was like, maybe I'll stream after podcast. I don't know. I was like, maybe I will. But yeah, and then, you know, finishing up, saying bye to everybody. I usually don't finish stream until like maybe people have, you know, left, like hang out until there's like maybe only a few people left in chat, or like I'm too tired or I'm very hungry and I need like a meal that I'm not just gonna go snack and come back. And then I'm like, all right, time to eat. You guys go get food too. And then going through thanking everybody. And I try to raid, but these last few times I just haven't felt it. Like, felt, I'm like, just, all right, I'm too tired. Take over. But I do love that aspect about Twitch, and I want to get into it more. I want to start raiding people. And sometimes it's just that, like, maybe it's like I need to stop looking at just raiding my friends and start looking at, like, meeting new people.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's also another, like, internal thing is, like, I think there's just been, like, two times where I've gone in, raided, and then people have complained to me afterwards, like, oh, please don't raid that person again, or, like, and it was only two times out of, like, maybe the 30 times that I've raided random people. So I'm like, all right, maybe we start taking suggestions from people in chat. If there's somebody that they want to go see that I don't know yet, you know, like things like that.
Mm-hmm. That's a good idea.
Yeah. And I think that it's such a really important part of streaming in general. And also, I'm a part of the Potato Aimer Squad of streamers. They're a stream team. I should be looking at them more. I should be, like, looking into seeing what people in there they're doing. And I think my issue is I haven't felt social in a long time. So I haven't been, like, in the Discord. I haven't been. So sometimes I'm like, maybe they don't want me to be around. But I'm like, they didn't want that. They'd kick me out. So those are just some internal struggles. It's all mental. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going to try to make a plan. Like, either one of those three things of, like, either a random person playing the same game we're playing, or doing art, right? Or, you know, someone from the Potato Aimer, or taking suggestions from chat. Nice. Gotta write that down. But yeah, and that's the typical day. And then we go eat. I usually really definitely make sure I have a meal after stream because I am exhausted.
I got you. You want to ask this question here on the bottom, Jen?
Oh, I mean, I feel that kind of like what you were just talking about has some good advice. Just like having a kind of like a plan and intentionality in what you do. But do you have any other nuggets of wisdom for anyone who's interested in going into this? Like, especially from the perspectives we've talked about, being female or plus sized or whatever?
Yeah, definitely. Don't do things that you're not comfortable with doing.
That's a good one.
Like, a lot of people seem to think, like, and this is how I thought first, I was like, I have to have a camera, I have to have, like, my whole thing set up, I have to have, like, an overlay, like, those things help with success, like, later on, but you don't have to have them. Like, if you don't want to have a camera, you don't have to have a camera. There are plenty of people who get by streaming and they don't have cameras. Mm-hmm. I do think that there's this wonderful aspect of the internet where, like, we do judge people based off what we see. And if you are not comfortable with it, you don't have to do that. Mm-hmm. I like it. There are days when I don't, like, I literally even have, like, a screen for when I don't want to show my face. I don't feel like showing my face. So you don't have to have a camera. You don't have to have everything all set up perfect every time. It's okay to change things. A lot of people think, like, oh, once I have this theme for my setup, or once I have this theme for my community, like, I have to keep it that way. Like, it was the lovely layer to begin with, and now we're in the candy shop. And I was thinking about changing that, but then I was like, no, it's what I like. I like candy. I'm keeping it. and so, like, I change my my emotes almost every time I change my hair. Like, and if people don't like it, that's okay. But it's your stream. You do what you want. Do what makes you happy. Whether it's just doing just chatting streams or whether it's playing video games. They all say, like, don't look at the viewer count. I don't think I've ever really looked at my viewer count. Like, and I've been streaming for years. Like, it's good advice. It's true advice. And if it feels stiff and hard in the beginning, keep going because you'll only get better. Also, be open to feedback. I have a whole section in my Discord dedicated to feedback, like stream ideas and feedback. And people are free to put what they feel in there, you know? You don't have to have everything perfect to start. It almost goes along with the feeling of like, oh, I can't buy good clothes until I've lost the weight. No. Do it now. If it's something you want to do, try it out. If it ends up not being for you, that's okay too. At least hopefully you'll have come out with some friends, like, at the end, you know? Also, on the note of being a plus size woman, if you do decide to use a camera, whether you want to fight the trolls, because it's funny, I'm gonna try to lean towards doing that myself. Like, I want to talk shit to the trolls because it's funny. It makes for good content. and or if you don't want to deal with them, make sure that you have certain words auto modded. I have quite a few words just auto banned. Like, you know, that message isn't even getting through. Use that feature. And just make sure that you're surrounding yourself with people who are on your same wavelength, you know? And not everyone's going to be the same. That's okay. But, you know, don't be afraid to call out bullshit when you see it. Like, for a long time, I was like, oh, that makes me uncomfortable. I don't know how to say that. I don't like that or whatever. And now it's like, hey, we're not going to do that, okay? Like, that's something that maybe makes people uncomfortable. Let's not talk about that, you know? People say, like, oh, you can't just shy away from topics that, you know, make you uncomfortable. Yes, you can. It's your stream. It's your world. You know, some people don't talk about politics. That's okay. Some people do. That's also okay. So if you don't want to do those things, you don't have to. Mostly it's about starting. Just start when you feel ready to start, but don't think you have to have all of those things in place, and do what makes you comfortable. Like, I've seen people struggle with, like, should I have a face cam? Like, would I be more popular if I had a face cam? Or like, oh, but if I have a face cam, then they're gonna expect it every time. Like, either you have it or you don't, or you have it today, you don't have it tomorrow, you have it for 3 weeks straight and then you don't have it for a month. Like, if you want to change something, do that. Definitely do that. And don't be afraid of the trolls, because they'll get taken care of one way or another. Whether you turn them into content or you just ban them, they'll go away. They're fleeting. A lot of people are worried about trolls, and I was for a long time myself very worried about trolls, especially when I started doing my makeup streams. What was it that somebody called me one time? They called me, what's his name, Andy McAllister or something.
Who's that?
It's like a chubby internet guy with glasses. I don't know. Basically, they were just calling me fat and that I looked like a boy or something. And I was like, isn't he rich though? Let me see. Andy Oh, Andy Milonakis.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody called me Andy Milonakis one time.
You know, like, he's 43?
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
He's got...
But yeah, so...
Benjamin Button. They're like,
oh, okay. interesting. Find out new things every day. But yeah, they came in and they're like, just literally just Andy Milonakis. And I was like, I didn't know who it was. And then B, then when I found out, I was like, oh, he's rich. Cool. Thanks. Like, I knew what they were trying to do. But when you don't let it faze you, like, it's fine. Oh. And then turn your bit stuff. When you get bits, turn it, your voice to speech thing at like 50 bits. Okay. Because someone paid a penny one time to tell me that if I was a coffee, I'd be a depresso. It was funny. It was funny. I was like, you paid a penny to tell me that. Thanks, man. And it was literally like first thing in the morning, and I was putting on my foundation just in a makeup stream. I was like, okay. And
it's kind of weird.
So it was funny though. I was like, really? I was like, little do you know, I'm full of depression. Thank you. I was like, that's ironic. But, you know, people live off espresso, okay? But, yeah, just do what you want to do. That's the main thing, is do what you want to do and do what makes you comfortable. And don't worry about the trolls. They'll fuck off.
Good advice.
Even if you ignore them, they'll fuck off.
I got some sound advice.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate. I just, yeah, don't want anyone to stop themselves. You're the biggest person in your own way, always.
Our last thing here, I feel like you've covered this throughout the whole thing, and especially just now, it was like, do you have any, like, funny or inspiring anecdotes to share about streaming? I feel like this last bit was like, that covered the funny part.
Yeah, I don't know, we talked about Kix giving me my first big raid. That actually got me to affiliate within my first 7 days of streaming, and I was just like, holy shit. Yeah. When you're genuine, like, there's one streamer, her name is Jambo. I adore her. She's a huge streamer. And she's so successful because she's so genuine. Like, you could go in with, like, 100 to 800 person raid, and she'll be like, oh my god, thank you so much. Or you could go in with 12 people, and she'd be like, oh my god, thank you so much. Like, she's just a beautiful human being. But, like, it's important, especially if you want to be successful, to be genuine with people, you know? Mm-hmm. And for me, that means, like, removing the filter that, like, I'm working on. But she's inspiring. A lot of people around me are inspiring. And it's important to take from those people, like how they make you feel. And if you're inspired by someone, spend time with them. Spend time in their chat, for sure. I've met so many of my friends in other people's chats. Like, Defiant I met in Games for Kicks. Who else is an OG? A lot of people I met from Games for Kicks. So that was probably the biggest inspiring moment to me, was seeing the community that he had built on YouTube come over to Twitch and just, mm-hmm. like, show it up. And being very friendly, like, I was like, oh my god, this is great. And so for me, I was like, I want one of them. Like, you know, you're like, I want that. So that was my biggest inspiring moment, is really just coming to Twitch in the first place with my favorite YouTuber. And that was the biggest inspiration, is just being like, I'm just gonna try it. And then slowly over time, just forming my community, and fostering it again into a place that makes me the most comfortable. You know, like, we're not judgmental. We don't make people feel bad, you know? Mm-hmm. I think there was even one time, and this is just about shutting down like negativity, where someone was like, oh, I love how you play this game. I don't remember what game it was. I don't remember what I was doing. All I remember is that they said, you're better than so-and-so. And I was like, no. You can compliment me without bringing someone else down. Mm-hmm. I was like, I appreciate that you like my gameplay. I appreciate that you like what I'm doing right now. But you don't have to bring that other person down. We don't do that here. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and that, again, is fostering a place that I find to be most comfortable. Because that mm-hmm. shit's so uncomfortable. Like, when someone's either being mean to someone, bullying someone, or making fun of someone else, that's super uncomfortable. No. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
We don't need backhanded compliments. We don't need to tear other people down. And I see that every time in my loving community, like when they're talking to each other, they're always like, oh man, like I love you guys. I miss you guys so much, this and that. And they'll make conversation on their own, just chilling and hanging out. And I'm just like, wow. And so many times I've been called the glue of like friend groups or like communities. And I'm like, that feels really, really amazing. But I wouldn't even be here if it wasn't for Games for Gigs and for all of those, like, people like Jenna, Genesis. Mm-hmm. She helped me with my first stream, and Mushy Tails and Derek and Estini. They're all, if you check out my Twitch, they're in the friends section. They're all people you should check out. They came together and like helped me figure out the sound issues and what to do and this and that for my very first like being like test stream. Mm-hmm. So they're like, and they're just, they're their own communities too, but they came together and they helped me out and helped me figure it out, and I'm just gonna keep going from here. And they're all just lovely, lovely people. This makes me feel social and want to go see them. I'm like, I wonder if they're streaming. Mm.
So I think this was good. I think this is a good place to wrap up. You're saying people could check your friends section to find these people, but where do people find you?
Yes. I am on mayalovely.twitch.tv.
And that's it.
No spaces, no underscores.
No Twitter, no simple. Nothing.
I should get back on Twitter, huh?
I mean, don't let me twist your arm or nothing.
Well, no, I've been thinking I need to get back on the social medias. I just gotta produce some content to put there. I think I'm gonna change it over to just doing the art there, you know, using TikTok to let people know that I'm going live, things like that. Mm. Mm-hmm. What is my TikTok? Oh, yeah, my TikTok's not Amaya Lovely because somebody already had that.
Rude.
So upsetting. It's so upsetting. Because I'm literally Amaya Lovely, like, on everything else. Let me see. So yeah, I think it's Twitter too, is my lovely. Let's look at Twitter. I just have the app uninstalled on my phone. There will be a Facebook sometime. I just don't know how to make it so that it's my lovely and not some weird spelling because they want to make it like you're a person. Mm-hmm. I'm like, can mm-hmm. I just have a page, mm-hmm. please? Twitter. No, leave me alone. Ask me about my phone number. Go away. Can I look at my profile? Thank you. Yeah, it's just Amaya Lovely on Twitter. I kind of retweet a lot of stuff on Twitter. A lot of cosplayers. Because I myself am a mini cosplayer. Amaya Lovely on Twitter. I think it's also Amaya Lovely on Instagram. When was the last time I was on Instagram? See, I've had a bad bout with social media, just like arguing with people. Oh, it's Amaya Lovely YT on Instagram. And it was leading to like a lot of depression. So I was like, oh, we're gonna get off social media for a bit.
That's as good a reason as any to get off.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Instagram's where you can find like my cosplays that I did for Halloween. and some of my art and some personal stuff. I went on some trips, but mostly it's makeup and art. Oh my god, I looked at my last one. It was literally a small doodle of a Janemo from Stardew. I was like, I'm gonna get this tattooed on myself. And I was like, never did it. It turned into a whole other beast. So yeah, that is... Twitter is Amaya Lovely. Twitch is Amaya Lovely. Instagram is Amaya Lovely YT. Because, like, again, I couldn't have Amaya Lovely. I think those are the three main ones that I use. Oh, fuck. TikTok doesn't have anything great on it. It has a lot of ya ya ya's. Let's see. Let's look at. It's Amaya. Ya ya ya. Okay, so it's Amaya and then 3 ya's _ TTV on TikTok.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you very much for coming out. This was a great interview, I think.
Mm-hmm. I had a lot of fun.
We have to find another reason.
If you guys ever want to talk about anything else, let me know. I can talk for days.
I was going to say, we got to find another topic and bring you back.
Hell yeah. See, and I've been thinking, I'm like, me and Moore talk like this all the time, and I'm like, why don't we have a podcast? Why haven't we done this yet? But she does a lot of other stuff, and she works a lot, and I work a lot, so... Mm. But thank you guys so much for this opportunity. I really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. And it was a lot of fun. I always enjoy hanging out with you guys, regardless of what we're doing.
We enjoyed having you. Well, you heard that. You heard the woman's socials. Go check her out. And we will catch you guys. And I'm not going to say next week, but in the next one.
You've just listened to We're Disappointed. Intro music is Feels Bad by Strong Suit. Outro music is Decisions by Dream Heaven. You can find them on the Free Music Archive and Pixabay. If you have something that disappoints you, you can send us a line at We're Disappointed on Twitter and Instagram, or our website at WeareDisappointed.com, and we can be disappointed together in future shows. Thanks for listening.